So when we look at whether there was effective notice, I think very clearly there was not. Publishing it in a newspaper is simply not sufficient. There was no effective counsel that could possibly stand up to any form of scrutiny. And there is no right to a retrial. The legal framework effectively states that if the individual is returned to Bangladesh, for whatever reason and through whatever mechanism the government seeks, he can only appeal if it's 45 days, not within his appearance, but from the date of his conviction, which has long since passed. There have been a handful of executions already in trials that the United Nations in particular has stated is a flagrant denial of justice, and the executions constitutes a violation of the right to life due to the fair trial concerns. And so the question is that if he was to return, he would almost certainly be executed within days of arrival. So should he submit himself to a process where he has no effective representation, he has no ability to challenge the findings of the court, and he will be executed in a way that the United Nations has said breaches international law. Of course, no lawyer would advise their client to submit themselves to such a process and would rigorously defend any extradition request that has been made.